give to the next cell.
But when you washed it, it did what? It
shrinked up mostly.
Uh-huh. And it seems like when you were younger, probably everything your mother washed for you.
Either shrinked or got bleached. It was one of those.
Yeah. Now, when a girl was going out to a party or something like that, she would spend a lot of time, say you spend a lot of time in front of the mirror, your brother would say you were doing what?
Flirting. Getting ready to flirt.
Yeah.
But usually, if you went out to a party, either you had to take your brother along.
Is that so?
Yeah. Then you did. You carry your brother along with it, and like the guy was gonna walk you home. Maybe your brother might walk beside you, or either he might walk a little piece ahead of you.
Uh-huh.
But very seldom, even if it without, you know, a brother, sister, or something, run along with you.
Uh-huh. How did you meet your
husband? We met at a church social.
Uh-huh.
And later on, I went to youth camp, and he was at youth camp.
What denomination are we? What church?
Pentecostal.
You know, there are a lot of different churches in the South.
Right. Most Baptist sanctified and.
You're Pentecostal Baptist, right?
Just Pentecostal.
Pentecostal church.
Right.
Well, talking about some of the things you would wear, what would you carry? When did you get your first, you know?
Purse.
Uh huh.
It was a long time. Back then, you know, usually 6'4", 6'5", you very seldom saw, you know, a girl I age toting a purse,
uh-huh.
11, 12. I about didn't start toting a purse until I was 16 or 17.
Mm-hmm.
I start dating then.
Okay. And around your wrist, you wear?
A bracelet on.
What would a man, like your father, what did he wear to hold his trousers up?
Suspenders.
Did he? Okay, now when it rained, what would you have to hold over you?
Usually had a raincoat or either umbrella.
Okay. Now some of the things that, like, in the house, I meant to ask you about what you would put on a bed. You know, the top cover that you had to put on a bed.
Had a spread.
Uh-huh. What would you put on a bed for warmth?
A blanket, either homemade quilt. My grandmother piece quilt, you know.
Yeah.
I made it.
Yeah, any other types of things that people would make? You know what a soutane was, or a comforter or something like that? Now, when you come up, say a lot of people came to visit you, say a lot of folks came to visit you, mm-hmm. Something like that, where would y'all sleep and where would they stay?
If I was gonna get in the bed, you take a top mattress off the bed, hit the floor. A common thing was, you know, somebody came, relative came, and didn't have enough room, you know, quite nasty, we get up out of our bed and hit the floor.
Yeah.
Love the polish around our house. And everybody knew, you know, come to come. Get it the same way it was at the dinner table. Always, you know. Let them go ahead.
Would you ever make a bed on the floor for people?
Right, you know, if we didn't have enough beds, right.
Now, what about the tight land y'all have around here? I want to ask you something about that. Do you, when you expect, you know, a big crop from a field, you say the soil is very
rich,
fertile.
Well, if it was that black topsoil, you know. It mostly would make a good crop.
Uh-huh.
But then again, you get some that got that hard red clay in, which wouldn't, you know, wouldn't grow.
What do they call that black stone topsoil? Did they have a name for that? You know, that,
mm-hmm.
You know what buckshot was?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. We need different types of soil here, or different places where stuff might grow better?
Yeah.